This is the Blind Geek Zone, October 5th, 2014. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back with some updates here for the Blind Geek Zone. Just wanted to let everybody know what was going on, why you haven't heard a whole lot from me lately. Some of you over on Twitter and Facebook know that I've been up in Cleveland, Ohio, doing some training for a new job that I am doing now as a customer service representative. And I've been up in Cleveland now for 5 weeks, started on September 9th. Probably will be up there through this current week, and then hopefully I'll be back home. I'll be doing my job here remotely at home, if all goes well. So that's why I haven't been around a whole lot, and you haven't heard a whole lot out of me here lately. Took some time to get some updates up on BGZ last week. I had some podcasts that came in over the last couple of weeks, and I finally got those up there. So sorry about the inconvenience there. It's just been a little bit slow for me. The training has been pretty hectic for me, and usually after my shift I don't do much except just kind of vegetate. So, but hopefully next week I will be back home. My near future plans for Blind Geek Zone over the next 60 days are to get it moved from DreamHost. As many of you probably know, you've noticed that BGZ has been offline here and there. Sometimes it's slow. The Blind Cool Tech archive section is very slow, and I'm having to limit the downloads on there to keep the site from just totally crashing and burning, which every couple of days it still does. I've noticed I get notifications from DreamHost that my VPS has been reset due to memory usage restrictions. So hopefully we're going to get that solved here once I get back. Since I'm working, I do have some money, fortunately, that I can get somebody to help me move this thing. And I won't have to try and figure out how to do it all by myself or have to spend all the time to do that. I can pay somebody this time around, and we'll find a good place, hopefully. It has a lot better bandwidth and better working servers. I'm not sure what the problem is with DreamHost. You know, they assured me that if I switched over to a VPS, I really wouldn't have any problems. And I've had nothing but problems since I switched to the VPS. Last month's bill was 6 times what I was spending before the switch over to virtual private servers. This month I'll be back down a little closer to the $40 to $50 range. And so it's definitely time to make some changes. I don't like the site being down. I don't like to limit people on what they can download, you know, from the Blind Cool Tech archive, things like that. And so there you go. And that's my plans for that. And hopefully, once I get back, I've got some podcasts I'd like to do. I always have things in my mind that I would like to do. I know I haven't really recorded any podcast demonstrations this year, and it's just sort of been chaotic here since my mom passed away in February, and my sister and the family has moved over here since then. It's been pretty noisy, as you can imagine, with seven people here total versus originally just two. There's a lot more noise. Haven't had really any abilities to you know, make quality recordings without a lot of noise in the background. You may even hear the dryer running in the background here right now. I'm washing and drying some clothes, getting ready to head back up to Cleveland this afternoon. But what I've done, and I needed to do this for the job since I'll be taking phone calls down here throughout the day, you know, doing customer support, I needed to get the noise level down, and I've spent about $300 or so, and I've had some sound dampening materials installed up in the ceiling down here in the basement, insulation across the whole entire ceiling of my area, and then under that, it's called a sound stop board, and it's in 4x8 foot sections, about a half an inch thick, and it's a sandwich of a couple of different materials that dampen sound, so it should also make the sound a bit different down here when I record, so maybe not so echoey, since it's a really it's a hard-walled basement, you know, you get things like that. The whole ceiling now is of a lot softer material, and I think it'll change the environment down here, the sound environment. I haven't had a whole lot of time to listen so far, but it sounds like the noise from upstairs has been reduced on this side quite a bit, and that hopefully is going to allow me to do some recordings of products and stuff. Maybe get back into that again here, hopefully over the next couple of months. So, but hey, I just wanted to update everybody to what has been going on, why you haven't heard much from me lately, why there haven't been a whole lot of updates on the website, haven't been a whole lot of podcasts uploaded either. So part of that just isn't there isn't a lot of content coming up either, but for those who have uploaded, I definitely appreciate that. The KNFB reader podcast from Matt was interesting, or a real world demonstration of what that product does, since it has been out a couple of weeks now, and I know people have had a chance to listen to that. It was pretty interesting, and Matt did a really good job trying to show us what the reader could do. And there were a couple other podcasts up there too. I think a game demonstration, somebody talking about their iPhone 5, a OneDrive demonstration, which I didn't really get a chance to listen to, and what was the other thing? A YouTube downloader, I believe, demonstration of that. So, all right, keep the podcast coming. Like I said, I hope to get back into some podcasting here over the next couple of months. We'll see how things go once I get back here. Haven't had any time to even consider it up in Cleveland with the training schedule and, just doing that thing. So it's been really nice up at the Cleveland Site Center. Cleveland Site Center is a wonderful place. I have just been so happy up there. The residences are just absolutely gorgeous. It's like I'm living in a hotel there. And everybody there is really, really nice, really, really helpful. The training process has been good. I've enjoyed learning the new job, even though it's been very, very hectic for me. It's been quite a bit more than I ever imagined that it would take to do this type of job, but I'm learning. I've been on the phones by myself now for about 6 or 7 hours total, and probably will add to that considerably this week. And then if all things go well, I think I'm doing well, they think I'm doing well, and then next week I'll come home and we'll get things set up here and start doing the job from home. So should be rather interesting, but it was really, really nice. I was up the center, and we had a staff meeting, and was introduced to everybody, and my boss, or my boss's boss, I think, Jason Twill, announced who I was, announced that I had the Blind Geek Zone, and they even put a link to the Blind Geek Zone in their newsletter that goes out to everybody every week. So that was really, really cool. I liked that a lot. I found out that one of the people that I'm working with, her name is Chelsea, and I've gotten messages from her over the past several years off and on, asking me questions and things. And I knew she lived somewhere here in the Northeast Ohio area, and I didn't recognize the name, but noticed she was in our chat system when I got in it, that we used to chat back and forth from the people at home and the people in the center, just back and forth asking questions and whatever. And she said she knew who I was from my podcast. And I said, oh, that's great. Yeah, I do a lot of podcasts. And I still didn't really click on who it was. But then when I seen her Facebook request a day or so later, all of a sudden it clicked in my head. I said, oh, I know who this person is, you know, at least from emails. So a really small world, and that was really interesting. So if you're listening, Chelsea, it's, like I said, a really small world. And Chelsea works through the call center as well from home. She does email support, and I'll be doing some of that here, I believe, as well, on top of the phone support. So should be a lot of fun, and I just wanted to update everybody here again as to what I'm doing. Getting ready to head back up to Cleveland this afternoon, and I wanted to record this short recording here and get it uploaded to the site. I'll dump it here over on Dropbox. I'll probably upload it at some point this evening here once I get back up to the center. And I got real good Wi-Fi up there, so that's been nice. Been able to take my laptop with me and pretty much do what I need to do from there. And did my updates and stuff for the website. Boy, that was slow, though. The website, at some points, due to everything that's going on, it's just crawling as far as doing WordPress updates and doing things like that. So part of the reason why I feel it's time to move from DreamHost, and part of the reason why I just haven't taken the time to do some of the things that I did up until last week. But I'll get this podcast up here hopefully this evening if things are pretty quiet there, and they should be. And we'll let you all listen to this, and hopefully you'll hear back from me pretty soon. But thanks for listening, and thanks for the patience here over the last 2 months with the website. I know things have not been perfect, and you know, we'll get that fixed one way or another. And with me working now, I have some resources, some money that, you know, I can do that now. I was really tight on money before then and just wasn't able to pay what it was going to take to move it, but should be able to do that now. So like I said, that's a goal within the next 60 days or so, hopefully, maybe even sooner. Alrighty. I will talk to everybody here again real soon. Thanks for listening.